Bible's with me today to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's kind of interesting. I know when I'm truly heading in the right direction when I face adversity. Because if I didn't have any adversity, I wouldn't be going in the direction that God called to go. Amen. And the Lord is speaking, and I think it's really important and to pay attention to the signs of the times that we're in. And if you've read your Bible, you'll see according to the signs of the times that we're in the last day. And if we're in the last days, it's so important that we recognize that everything that God's speaking has purpose, that God isn't speaking just for the sake of speaking. That God has a plan in each word that is spoken. So it's important for us to stay with an open mind. You know, you cannot minister to a closed mind. A closed mind has shut off its portals and hasn't opened it up to receive anything. Amen. So God wants us to be open-minded and open-hearted. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12, Solomon says this: apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to words of knowledge. Amen. In our text today, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Corinth, and there was a lot of backbiting. There was a lot of gossip that was going on. Some of the people thought that, oh, he was just after our money. And when you get that mentality, you aren't open and receptive what God has for you. In other words, God wants to get something to you. Amen? And it's not that we're not here to take something from you. We're here to stir up what's in you so what's in you can be put to work for the kingdom of God and be manifested to others. Amen? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, this is where the Lord led me to go. So evidently we need to hear this. He says, verse number 11, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying, to build you up. Amen? So today, I want to speak out of these three questions that the Apostle Paul asked in verse number 18. Question number one was, did Titus make a gain of you? Question number two, walk we not in the same spirit? And question number three, walked we not in the same steps? The title of this morning's message is The Apostles B&B. And it's not the Apostles Bread and Breakfast. Amen. It's the Apostles Blame and Boasting. In other words, he said, if you had listened, I wouldn't have had to boast it. Sometime he is blaming them for him boasting, okay? So the three things we're going to look at in our text today is we're going to look at, number one, the purpose. Number two, the pattern. And number three, the prescription. Prescription in Webster's, one of the definitions of a prescription is an authoritative recommendation. So the Lord's going to make an authoritative recommendation to us today through the preaching and teaching of his word. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together in the house? Say, Lord, I believe this is your written word. You wrote this word to me. I am what your word says I am. I can have everything your word says I can have. I can be the person you called me to be. Today, I will hear your word. My ears are open, and so is my mind. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. So first question he asked, he says, did Titus make a gain of you? And I have the purpose, and his purpose is, he says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of good and not for evil, thoughts to give you an expected end, okay? So God, his thoughts towards us, that we have purpose, and God has a purpose for everything he does. He has a purpose in your life. And the purpose that we want to speak about, which the Apostle Paul was addressing in his letter to the church of Corinth, is there was division in the body of Christ. And God's desire is us to be in unity together. Amen? Unity together. Amen? We're being unified by the Holy Spirit. How many people have the Holy Spirit that are in the room today? If you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, we're connected to one another by the same Spirit. Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. So as the Apostle Paul is speaking this, he said, my purpose was to build you up, not to take anything from you. Okay? Amen? Amen. We're here raising up an army for the kingdom of God. And this army is greater than you even can imagine. Amen? God's got a mighty army. God's got a plan in this ministry, and God's got a plan in your hearts and lives, and he's going to do everything he said. So look at me in Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, for I say to the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ Jesus, and everyone members of one another. In other words, if we cannot submit to one another, we can't connect. Amen? So the first thing he is speaking to them about the unity, about unifying them. But secondly, he talks about the equality, that we're equal. Hello? Look at me in Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to ask one more time, and then I'm never going to ask again. Okay? Can I ask something one more time? I asked everyone, if y'all would help me out, to get the word out, to go to Greatest Freedom Ministries on the morning, and the mornings on your Facebook, and like and share the word. Amen? It's not benefiting me. It's not for my benefit. I don't benefit anything from Facebook. Hello? It's for the benefit of the kingdom of God. And you never know when you share that word who that word might reach. Amen? So, but he's speaking about equality in Galatians chapter 3. And if you went on there this morning, you saw we went in that area this morning. Verse number 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on. Let me say this right here. Can I give a commercial here? If you haven't been baptized, or maybe you were baptized as a child, but you recommitted your life to the Lord and you want to be baptized, we're going to have a baptism service next month in May. Amen. So I encourage you, if you would like to be baptized, to see me. Amen. There is neither, here's where I want you to look. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male or female. Look at the guy next to you and say, we have equal rights. We are created equal in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hey, according to the Jewish law, that brought a lot of liberty to women. Hallelujah. Women ought to shout right there. Guys ought to say, oh me. Not really. But here, it's not only stops there. God wants us to understand. The Apostle Paul wanted us to understand we're not only equal, but as a Greek, we have the favor of Abraham. He says in verse number 29, if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And this speaks of the blessing. I don't know about you, but I desire to walk in blessing. I desire to walk in the favor of God. Amen? So the purpose here, look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse number 11. The apostle says this. He says in verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. For what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen? Just as the Apostle Paul was writing to them, his purpose was to build them up. His purpose was to help them to be unified together through Christ. Secondly, he said, walk we not in the same spirit. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? You know, Hebrews 11, faith being the substance of the things we hope for, the evidence of things that we don't see. So by faith, we're walked by faith, not by sight. And Paul says, did we not walk in the same spirit, was his question. His pattern was according to the Spirit of God. And when you look at the Spirit of God, you're looking at what flows from the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit being made evident that the Apostle Paul manifested to others. So look with me in Romans chapter 6 a moment, because we want to establish something that the Lord wants to minister in an area. Romans chapter 6, when you're there. You know, I pray every day, but I was praying the other day and the Lord was ministering to my heart. And he reminded me, because I was praying about congregation and where are the people that you've called here and what's going on, because it seems like if the weather's doing this or that, people are in and out. And I was praying about that, and he reminded me of a man of God. His name was Kenneth Copeland. And for 21 years, Kenneth Copeland had a church that had only had 30 to 50 people in his congregation. And then on the 21st year, there was an all of a sudden. There was a suddenly, and everything changed. Amen. And then it started to grow and manifest. And I believe the Lord is saying for us not to grow weary in well-doing, for a due season we're going to reap if we don't give up. Amen. Keep our eyes upon the prize. God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan. Now, as a pastor, I just want you to know, as a pastor, I love everyone. And when they're not there, I wonder where, if everything's okay. Where's this one or where's that one? And my heart grows heavy. And I can't fake that. I can't act like it doesn't matter to me because it does matter to me. But there comes a time when I have to release it to the Lord and I have to minister to who's here. I'll get with everyone else at another time. They probably think I bug them too much. I don't know. Amen? Amen? That's why my wife always calls me a bugger. Oh, that's a booger. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand something with me. God's really up to something. God, there's more things that are taking place than what you see with your eyes. Let me say, tell you that. Amen. But he says in Romans chapter 6, verse number 4, we're looking at a pattern. Walk we not in the same spirit, was the question. He says in verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. I was speaking to somebody about that the other day. I was baptized as a child. Then I was baptized again after I recommitted my heart to the Lord for sure and made him Lord of my life. And they asked me, they made a statement, why didn't the first baptism work? And I said, because they didn't keep me under the water long enough. Because I didn't really, the first time I was baptized, I really didn't die to self. I went down, Carl, and I came up a wet Carl. All right? Amen? So I was still going in the same direction I was before. But when I went down and died to self, there everything was changed in my life. Amen. Nothing was ever the same after that second baptism. And people don't realize the spiritual power that's in the baptismal tank. Amen. It's a spiritual circumcision of the heart. Amen. Done without hands, according to the word of God. Amen. That's like going into the on an operating table and a doctor would do an open heart surgery on you and removing some crust that grew on your heart so your heart can function like it was originally created. And that's what happens in that circumcision done without hands. But he says, and like Christ, and that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we henceforth, we should not serve sin. Amen? In other words, there's something that takes the pattern that the Apostle Paul was following, that as they're walking in the same spirit, they're walking in the pattern of what Christ did. They're dying to self, and they were resurrected for the benefit of others. Amen? It's no longer about me any longer. I have learned this, that as I minister to others, God blesses me. But when I get into the place of me, I find myself in a place of turmoil. I find myself in a place of where it doesn't seem like the heavens are opened up. But when I am blessing and ministering to others, then God blesses me. So I've learned by experience to, I can't outgive God. That everything that God is instilling in me is for the benefit of someone else. And as I'm allowing and ministering to someone else and they're benefiting from it, I benefit from it also. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. And so other men give unto your bosom. With the same measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. Amen. That's God's word. That's not my plan. That's his plan. But he said, walked we not in the same spirit? And the spirit that they walked in was the spirit of love. And the fruit of the spirit, the first fruit is love. Because without the love of God, you can't have the joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith without the love. Hello? So look with me in Ephesians 5. We're looking at the pattern. Ephesians 5, verse number 1. The Word of God says this. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And walk in love. He doesn't stop there. As Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now here's what he's saying. Here's what the Father wants to get inside your heart today. This is called sacrificial love. Hello? This is loving people that don't deserve it, that don't merit it, that don't earn it. Jesus is love. Well, you say, he went to the cross. It was his sacrificial love. He didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to go to the cross. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. He didn't want to cross. Remember what Jesus said? Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's sacrificial love. That's loving when people don't deserve it. Amen? So I want you to understand that if we're going to allow agape love, the love of God to flow through us, it isn't about what someone's done. Nope. It flows from inside of you and I. It's the spirit of love. Amen? That's the pattern that the Apostle Paul walked in. When the Apostle Paul, look with me, he says in verse 15, he tells us to walk wisely. This pattern. Walk we not in the same spirit? He says in verse 15, of Ephesians 5. He said, see then that you walk circumspectly. That word circumspectly means to walk wisely. To walk wisely. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Then he says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Because what you're drunk with is what affects you, is what influences you. Just like if we're under the influence of alcohol, we're led by the spirit of alcohol. And we're filled and we're drunk with the Spirit of God, we're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So, in other words, what we're filled up with is what's going to have the influence or the effect in our lives. Now, walked in the same spirit again. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, what is that? What's the fruit of that spirit? Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, temperance, and don't leave out faith. Because you need faith to do all these things. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? So as we're looking at this, we find, hey, these questions, that there's a purpose. And that he has a pattern, that they're walking in the same spirit. And thirdly, he said, and walk we not in the same steps. Again, I have the prescription, and this is the authoritative recommendation, okay? That's what I'm leaving. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing medicine. I'm prescribing the Word of God. And I want you to understand with me today that the Word of God will have a greater effect on your life than the medicine that the doctors prescribe. Hello? Are you with me? So look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2. Today I didn't get to preach. Today I get to teach. Amen. We're following the steps of Jesus, right? Verse number 21 of 1 Peter chapter 2. The Word of God says this. He says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who himself bare our sins on his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were, past tense, healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. You know, the Word of God says that the psalmist says the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. And what the Apostle Paul was saying is, hey, did we not walk in the same steps? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Look with me in John chapter 8. John 8. Verse number 12. Jesus said this. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, this is what Apostle Paul is trying to get through to the church of Corinth. That he's walking in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another because of the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin. Amen? In other words, you and I are walking together in the light. That is the prescription that the Lord has given to you and I. That is the authoritative recommendation. You know that that God will not make you do anything, but he gives you the A and the B results as your choice. Amen? I don't know. I like it where Hosea says this in Hosea 10. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground of your heart, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen. Amen. I know that he says to us in John chapter 12, we're walking in the same steps. We're all walking in the same pattern. We're walking in the same prescription. He's prescribing something to us. He's making us a recommendation. And I believe when God makes a recommendation, I think it's, I can say to you with all wisdom, it's wise to follow his recommendation. Hello? He's the one that sees the beginning and the end and everything in between. But Jesus said in John 12, 26, he said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Yes. Amen. Just as the Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Corinth in closing today, he was writing to them just to remind them of who he was. And let me say this to you. Every letter that Paul wrote was received and accepted into the canon as the inspired word of God that's in your Bible. Amen. And if it's in our Bible, that means that God means what he is saying and it has a purpose for now. See, he knows the purpose. He knows the plans he has for us. They're plans for good. But we have to answer that call. You know, he was reminding them that, hey, I sent Titus to you, but it wasn't for our gain. It was for your benefit. Amen? And that God has a pattern, and he isn't going to change his plan. You know, when God does things, he does it right. He doesn't have to do it again. There's no error in him. You know, when the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and 14, he speaks about the gifts of the Spirit and operation in the body of Christ. And chapter 12 and chapter 13, he messaged together and said they're all to be done in love. Love is the connector. And chapter 14, he brings edification and brings understanding to the gifts of the Spirit. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse number 12. The Word of God says, even so ye, for as much as you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. In other words, Daddy didn't bring anybody in this room to tear you down. He brought you in this room to build you up, to encourage you, to comfort you. There's enough tearing down in this world that we live in. People say ugly and mean things. People don't realize how harmful words are. But God wants you to know today that he loves you and that he has a plan in your life and he will not change his mind. He wants you to know that he's pleased with you. We say, well, I've been doing this or I've been doing that. No, but there's some things you haven't been doing. God wants us to understand that we're all a work in progress. Nobody has arrived yet. Nobody has arrived. And you know what? There's good in everyone in the room. And all of us have junk. Hello? Is it just your pastor or someone else have junk in the room besides me? And we have junk? Can we all just stand? That's what the Lord wants to minister to.